Today, Unreal Ghost Stories Online, what is haunting Port Gamble, Washington? We'll do a little digging on that.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we like to hear them. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in if you want to go that route, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would rather listen to the show without the commercials, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Well, I am super excited about this Paranormal Pete business.
I know, it's Paranormal Pete on the show today. So I am going to be doing this kind of on and off every now and again because I'm also hosting the Grave Talks for Tony. And that is another paranormal show. And on that show, we talk more about one topic, one haunting, one location. Maybe someone wrote a book about shadow people. So we do all kinds of different things on
it's
that
It's a little
show.
More of an interview as opposed to just telling us your story. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, I definitely interview these people. So I had come across this house in Port Gamble, Washington, called the Walker Ames House. And it sounded really haunted, like haunted AF. So I couldn't find anybody to talk about it with me. So I do a little digging, and I'm like, well, certainly somebody's done a paranormal investigation in that house. And I came across Port Gamble Paranormal. The guy who founded Port Gamble Paranormal is Pete Orbea, also known as Paranormal Pete. Super great guy. So the town itself is really fascinating to me. And it's really, really haunted. And it's really, really little. There's like 75 people that live there. And I think he said there's 50 buildings in the town.
And okay, so give me an idea about the location of this. It's Washington State.
Yeah, it's on the Scenic Hood Canal. So there is near water and it does look beautiful.
Okay,
and
okay.
It's a logging town. So the town, this sounds like something out of the 1950s, but it goes back to the 1800s. It was a company town. So there was a logging company that owned the town. So the people that worked for the logging company also they lived in the homes owned by the logging company.
Okay.
Everybody who lived in the town worked together.
Mm-hmm.
And the company, I don't know the name of the logging company, but it's only had two owners of this town in all these years. But the original logging company owned the town for over 100 years. So this Walker Ames house was built, kind of two families came together. They built this house. It's really big, kind of overlooks part of the town. So, you know, it's certainly someone higher up
so
in the company.
So is this the, yeah, this is like maybe the president of the company
was
or
not
a
the
vice
president.
President or something.
Was not the president. In the episode, we really dive deep into the history because I really love to know the history of what were the hauntings that we're talking about. I think if the house is haunted and you can fill in the blanks with some history, I think that's really interesting.
I do too.
So we dive into that in the episode. But Paranormal Pete sent me some audio clips of some investigation that they did there. And I want to share some of those with everyone.
Oh, like real, not just him talking, but like clips that he got while he was there that he heard things.
Exactly.
Oh,
so I'm going to play a little bit of Pete talking about it. And the first clip is they were investigating the house. So they had set up the equipment. They had left the house. So keep that in mind when you hear what you hear.
A friend of mine who's an audio engineer guy, he comes on the tours every once in a while. So we set up a microphone on the main staircase in the Walker Ames house before the tour. The tour doesn't even start there. It ends there at the Walker Ames house. So we set the microphone up and then locked the house and went to go greet people to get everybody checked in for the tour. Based on the time stamping of this, what the clip you're going to hear here is about 13 minutes after we leave. So the tour would just even be barely starting at that point, and none of us are at the location. But we were able to capture these sounds.
All Oh my goodness. I'm going to play that again.
Yeah.
So isn't that crazy? There's nobody in the house.
Oh my gosh.
And they capture that. There's nobody in there. So
that is awesome.
We continue talking about it here for a minute. So that came from an empty part of the house? Because
the whole house was empty.
The whole house is empty. And what the heck is that?
We're not even there. Right.
So there's nobody inside the house and this is happening. I'm playing it one more time. And it sounds like doors are shutting and cupboards are shutting and people are stomping. I don't know what all that is.
There is a door near the location where the microphone was. But if you open that door, it's a little vestibule room. And then you have a few feet before the actual front door of the house, which we never open. It's always locked. Wow. We never open that one.
So isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating.
Like there's nobody in the house.
Wow. And how long did it go on for? Like what was the, like during that, you said about 13 minutes after they left. And then how long does it, or did he tell you exactly? I mean, I know you had a clip, but was there even more? Like, did it go on for quite a while?
No, I think that was the basic clip. Like, okay. I think it was pretty quiet. That shit went down and then it gets quiet again.
Wow.
Now this next one, also in the same house, it's pretty creepy too. Here you go.
Same floor, different area on the second floor of the Walker Ames house. One of us heard a voice from the team downstairs. And so that kind of prompted us to, hey, let's go up on the second floor. And what you'll hear, so two members of the team, I think, went back on the opposite corner of the second floor and started a ghost box session. So you'll hear kind of an R2-D2 type sound in there, and that's the ghost box. But we were asking, okay, we heard you downstairs. Who are you? You know, standard questions, you know, tell us who you are. And then we captured clip number 5, and you'll hear one of my teammates repeat what we all heard. It was definitely a disembodied voice. Yeah, go ahead and play it again. Sorry. We think it says a lady.
A lady.
Yes, a lady. And it's interesting because in other teams have captured over the years the voice of an older sounding woman who says she's the lady.
Now
we're saying, okay, who's the lady? What's the lady's name? And we captured clip number 6 here.
It sounds like a little kid saying Annabelle.
Yep. That's the voice that we were looking for.
That is crazy. I don't know what else that would be. You know, if you try to debunk something, you're sitting in a house and you're doing paranormal investigations, it's quiet. It's not like y'all are making a bunch of noise. You didn't bring the kids with you that night. I'm going to play it one more time. What is that? Like, if you're trying to debunk something, how do you?
Right. And all team members were accounted for. There was, at least 6 of us in this hallway, and everybody heard it. There was no way. It was just plain as day. From where I was standing, I was closest to the stair railing, you know, looking over down the main staircase. And the voice seemed to emanate from, like, right next to me.
Isn't that one creepy?
Oh my gosh, Carol, that is really good. You know, something that was occurring to me as I'm listening to this is Pete sounds like a very down-to-earth sort of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like listening to his voice. And I think he's representative of a lot of paranormal investigators in the fact that, yes, they're going to these places that are supposedly or possibly haunted. They are looking for clues, information. They're maybe looking for an event of some sort, but I think they're also looking to debunk things. right?
Oh, to yeah.
Say, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard this, but we've figured out what that was. Or I think most paranormal investigators are good about doing that. They're like, yes, we heard this, but it was someone that we, you know, one of our teammates did that, or, you know, that they figured out what it was. I feel like he's very sincere that this is actually caught, captured. They've gone through all the possibilities, ruled everything out, and this is just for real.
And he said he's between different tours that he's done through there, different investigations. He spent over 1,000 hours in that house.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of time. With a lot of these haunted places, you know, they've done the research. They've kind of figured out who it might be. And so they know there's kids in that mm-hmm. haunt the place.
Yeah.
And so that's who he was wanting to capture, was the kid. And it's now, definitely a little kid voice.
Was there an Annabelle in the story that we know of?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this next one I'm going to play, and this will be the last clip that I play. And when you listen to it, it goes like, Pete, Pete, Mike. So listen for Pete's name. Here you go.
Okay.
The team I'm on at the time, we're all standing in the basement. We did have a ghost box going. You'll hear my teammate ask, you know, something like, is there someone else you want to talk to? And the thing responds, I was standing next to her, and then there was another gentleman standing next to me, and see if you can hear the names.
Okay.
So, yeah, it says my name three times.
Pete, I'm going to play it again.
And the last name is Mike.
Okay.
And that's the gentleman's name that was standing next to me.
Speak to somebody else. Speak to somebody else.
I love that clip only because it was the first time I'd ever heard something possibly from the other side say my name where I could hear.
I hear Pete. I hear Mike.
Yeah, it's like Pete, really... Pete, Mike.
When I'm hearing him, he must have been, I don't want to say thrilled, but it must have been a thrill to hear his name because he'd spent so many hours in this house that they actually know him.
And when you listen, like I'm listening on headphones, so I can hear it really clearly. And I think if somebody's in their car right now and the kids are screaming, you might want to go back and listen to that later because you can definitely hear it's like Pete, 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 Mike. At the end, it's definitely yeah. that.
Don't you think there is a creepiness to static?
Oh, no kidding. There
right?
really is.
Like when we were having that issue with my phone in the apartment above the old funeral home in Burlington, not my phone, I mean my clock radio, and it kept coming on and it would come on to static, even though I had it set when I went to bed on a station, so it wouldn't wake me up with static. But then in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever, it would blare out static.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a creepy feeling.
Yeah.
Just the static.
And sometimes yeah. people send in EVPs or different things that they get, and I really can't hear it. I'm trying mm-hmm. to figure out, or sometimes people send a picture and I don't exactly see it. But mm-hmm. on all of the clips that he sent, I think in there's two episodes with Paranormal Pete. I think that he sent in 8 or 9 clips that are very, you can definitely hear him.
They're good.
I just think it's really interesting.
I think Pete sounds like a straight shooter.
I like Pete a lot. He's got,
I do too.
He's got his own radio show. I'm going to do an episode with him. I think it'll be kind of fun.
I think we can trust him that this is for real.
Well, and most people who seriously investigate this sort of thing, hats off, because you're much braver than I am. I can't do that. But mm-hmm. I just think it's really interesting because they do take it really serious and they do try to debunk things.
Mm-hmm.
And they think about what they captured and how it could have been something else.
Yep, I agree.
So that was the Walker Ames house. In fact, that last one might have been from the theater. They have a Port Gamble Theater. Once again, you and I have talked about before how many theaters are haunted. So, of course,
so
Port
many.
Gamble's would be haunted. But I did tell Pete, we talked about three or four different locations in Port Gamble, Washington that night. And I said, well, I guess you can come back on because we still have 46 more to talk about. Because it's like the whole town is like that. But I think when you think about it being a company town, everything's so interconnected that I see why people also didn't leave once they died.
Oh my gosh, that is fascinating. That is such a good one.
Well, if you like the show and you would like an ad-free experience, you can get one. Sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.